That's great. Bless your heart. Okay, take it away, Doris.
Well, he calls me Doris because he, here in England, older people, and I'm saying like people in their 90s, old women are regularly called Doris, Ethel, May, Geraldine, Grace, and they are usually the ones that love cooking, knitting, making pies, making cakes, doing housework, ironing, and I love all those things. I love knitting, I love crocheting, I love making cakes, I love ironing, I love nagging. And so he's called me Doris for many, many years. So I'm really a woman of 90, believe it or not. I really do look well in the spirit. But I would like to share tonight on fruit of the spirit is not frustration or anxiety or any of the other things that you might be going through right now. So this morning, as I said, I usually teach or I share on things that are happening in my life. And usually Lawrence takes care of any problems with the telephone, you know, your mobile phone. And he pays the bills of the mobile phones and things. And I got up this morning and I had a problem with my phone. And it's 5 a.m. and I can't ring out. I've got no internet and I need my phone for work. So we're with a company here in England called Three, THREE. They're a massive internet mobile phone provider. So I get on the phone. I use Lawrence's phone because his is working. And you have to dial 333 to get hold of this company. And they work 24 hours. So I ring 333 and I get an automated service. And it says, if you would like to pay your phone bill, press 1. If you would like to know your balance, press 2. For any other queries, press 3. So I press 3. Nothing happens. I get cut off completely. So I ring 333 again. And I go through all these automated services and I press number 3 again and nothing. And I'm there for about half an hour and I am so frustrated. I am getting so cross with myself and so angry. Lawrence is snoring. So I'm thinking I really can't wake him up. It's now about 5:30 in the morning. So I start getting ready and I've put me war paint on, as Lawrence calls it, and I've brushed my hair and I've brushed my teeth and I'm getting dressed and I thought I'll give them one more try. So I ring 333 and I thought, no, I'm going to say I'm paying me bill this time because they'll probably answer. So I press 1 and all of a sudden this voice, automated service, says, if you're paying with your card, press 1. If you're paying with somebody else's card, press 2. So I thought, what do? I'll press 2, because then I might get through to someone. And then it starts asking for the card number. Well, I don't want to pay my bill. I just want to know what's wrong with my phone. And I'm huffing and I'm puffing, and Lawrence wakes up. Praise God. Yes, I got him. So Lawrence says, what are you doing? I said, my phone's not working. All right, leave it, love. I'll sort it when I wake up. Well, of course, little independent me is thinking, no, I'm sorting it now. I've been trying for the last hour, so I'm going to finish it. Well, I never got anywhere. And I finally ended up paying like £60, thinking that I owed money, and I've paid £60 to this company. And my phone still didn't work. So anyway, I'm a month in advance now, so there's no problem there. And I came downstairs and I've got my coffee and I've got my lunch bag and I'm thinking, I just do not understand. You know, ridiculous. What a company. You can't even get through. You can't speak to someone. I just don't know what's going on with this world. And I get in the van, and as I'm driving towards the motorway, this thought comes to my mind. Jeremiah 33:3. Right? And we all know what it says. It says, if you don't know, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I said, well, thank you, God. You know, I didn't need an automated service to tell me that. I knew that all along. But, you know, we try to do things in our own strength sometimes, and we really don't get very far. And then my phone rings. As I'm driving, my phone rings, and it's my husband, and he says, you were really frustrated this morning. He said, you just have to have a little patience. He said, you need to switch your phone off and switch it back on again. Simple as that. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I've paid £60. He said, well, you've paid next month's bill. He said, thank you very much. That saved me some money. But it was like a whole chaos of feelings and frustration. And all I had to do was actually turn my phone off and switch it back on again, and it would have worked. But in the meantime, it's like God always finds a way for me to do some sharings. And like the phone company was 333. That's what you had to ring. And it was God reminding me, look, hey, come to me first. And I'm sure God had a way of telling me to switch my phone off and to switch it back on again, just that I just went off in my own steam as per usual. So I wanted to share a little bit what it is to have a feeling filled with frustration and dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction that the phone company couldn't even put a person on the end of the line to speak to me. You know, some of these automated services just do not work. They never got the right number for you to speak to someone. And it just takes you down a road that you don't want to go down, but there's no way of stopping it once you start. But with God, he takes you down the right road. There's no sort of like little cul-de-sacs, you know, little roads with dead ends when you turn to God. And I know all along now that I should have gone to him first, because he always answers me. He always gives me a way out of my situation. And I was so hell-bent that I was doing it by myself, being that Lawrence was still snoring in the land of Nod. And I thought that I was able to achieve it and be real proud of myself at the end of it. But, you know, pride cometh before a fall. And I certainly fell hard.
Such a woman thing.
It is such a woman thing, I think. So anyway, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, because, you know, God's word has the answers to everything. And when I told Lawrence as I was driving to work this morning, he was laughing, because obviously, you know, we're only human at times. And we think that we don't need to call on God. You know, because we don't want to, you know, trouble him too much, and he has enough on his plate, and, you know, I can handle this. It's just a phone, you know. But no, I did need God, and I needed Lawrence, by the way, as well, to tell me to switch it off and to switch it back on again. How sad. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 5, and it says in verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And I really felt a child this morning, that I could not operate this mobile phone. And yet, Maya, my granddaughter, and she will be 3 in July, she actually shows me how to use my mobile phone. And she'll call granddad. She knows how to press and call granddad. She knows how to flip the screen to look at the pictures. And, you know, so if we're followers of God, then we have to act childlike. It's not that we can do it all in our own strength. We have to go back to being humble, back to being meek, and letting God lead us and guide us. And in verse 2 it says, and walk in love. Well, I certainly didn't have love this morning. I was full of frustration with this automated service. as Christ also have loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling saviour. And then if you carry down to verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. See, I was so disobedient this morning. I couldn't just leave it like Lawrence asked me to and just wait a little while. You know, Kim went into mode of stamping feet and no, I'm doing this by myself, and became 60 pound light. But there we go. Be not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness. Verse 8. But now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, I had none of that this morning. I will, hands up. You know, we think that we're walking by that Spirit. And it's so easily, it's a very fine line. And it doesn't take much to sort of shake us off that fine line. And just my mobile phone not working, and I have the wrath of God upon me. I'm off. I'm in search of the results and the answers, and I can take this all on myself. I can do this. And all time I should have gone to God first, and then if that didn't work, go to Lawrence. Galatians, Ephesians, back a book to Galatians. And Jason was sharing that he was in Ephesians. Galatians, chapter 5. Yeah, Jason was sharing that he was in Galatians and he was reading through it, but he didn't read verse 1, where it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, or the freedom, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Well, I didn't stand fast this morning. I wasn't in liberty. I wasn't free. And I certainly entangled myself with the yoke of bondage. All in the space of about 35 minutes. And I like to think that I know what I'm doing at times, you know, and I like to think that I walk by the Spirit. I like to think that I bring God into my day. But again this morning, I don't know. I don't know where it all went wrong, but it all went wrong from 4:45 to 5:30 this morning, and I, within 45 minutes, I was pulling the air out with this automated telephone service. And if it's something as simple as that that can get someone off the word, you know, it doesn't take much for it to become a very fine line. We can be put out for the rest of the day, and our day can go terribly wrong. And the reason I wanted to share this was because mine didn't go wrong, and it didn't start well, but it certainly ended well once my husband got on the phone around 8:00 this morning and was putting me right. I hate to say, because us women don't like to say our men are right, but he was right. And I want to finish up with verse 16. We're going to read down. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, the flesh wants to follow the five senses. It wants to go down that road where you waste your time, waste your energy, waste your feelings and emotions. You get entangled with that yoke of bondage. You get entangled with the world and the five senses. And it doesn't take much for you then not to be able to get back into walking by that Spirit. When you walk by the Spirit, you have nothing but peace, love, joy, long-suffering, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. You know, you're in that Spirit, you're protected. God can walk with you, guide you, talk with you. As soon as you step out of that, you know, then you're opening up to being guided by your senses. When you're guided by your senses, it doesn't take much for the adversary to bombard you with thoughts and feelings and emotions that really aren't going to do you any good. It says, for verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And that's what was happening with me this morning until my husband put me back on track. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Variance is like a contention or a strife. Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, which is division. Doesn't take much to put a wedge in there and divide you between the spirit and the senses. Hearsays, envyings, murderings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But in contrast to all those things, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and I needed that this morning, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Wow. I'd like you to turn to Luke, the book of Luke in the Gospels, chapter 10. And in verse 27 it says, "And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbour as thyself. Again, and he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Your heart is your thoughts and your innermost feelings. And, you know, it's not just, oh, well, I love God. You know, you really do go with a heart of thoughtfulness and the feelings that you get. That's how you love God. The innermost part of you. And with all thy soul and with all thy strength. The strength part is the ability and your might. That's the strength that God gives us, and that's the strength that we go to him with, and with all thy mind, and as thy, and thy neighbour as thyself. So if we're loving God first and we love our neighbour, that's all that is required of us. And this morning I didn't love anyone. I was just too frustrated. And, you know, it's so simple. It was so simple. The solution was very simple, but it didn't take... And to get to the point where I wasn't on the word was very simple as well. It just took a few minutes of an automated phone call and I was off on cuckoo land. But I want to finish up in back in Jeremiah, and instead of going to chapter 33, let's turn to chapter 29. And if you've had a tough morning like I did, I'd like you to... always remember Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." See, so don't bother ringing the phone company, 333. Just go to God, because he has all the answers. And he's not an automated service. You will always get through to God, because his word says you will. And that's my sharing. Thank you.